الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم أما بعد Imam Saab told me today is Saturday night, so I can take as long as I want because tomorrow's off, inshallah. But in reality, in the month of Ramadan, we don't even know which day it is. They're all the same. The next characteristic of an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should try to bring into our lives. And the reason why I'm saying we need to bring it into our lives, because the month of Ramadan is where you can add new habits in your life. Yani the month of Ramadan is where you can have new habits that continue after Ramadan. One of our teachers used to tell us that in the month of Ramadan, he would look for one new sunnah that was not part of his life before Ramadan, and he would concentrate on that sunnah throughout the month with hopes that after this month, he would continue that specific sunnah. So every year he was adding a new sunnah to his routine and his schedule. So we hope that inshallah we're going to go over however many characteristics that we go over, but inshallah at least 2 to 3 you should try to bring in your life. If you can bring all of them, alhamdulillah, at least 2 to 3. This characteristic was actually a characteristic or quality of an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he himself also increased on the month of Ramadan. وَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous human being. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was constantly looking for opportunities to give in charity, donate or help others. There are certain characteristics of an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would try to take a quality or a sifat, an attribute of Allah. Allah is known as Jawad, the most generous. There can be no one any generous as Allah. He's Kareem. He is the most Kareem. Yani Allah gives us while we disobey Him. Yani the worst thing you can do to Allah is to associate partners with Him. Yet He still provides for those who associate partners with Him. Those who commit shirk, Allah provides for them. So Allah's level of generosity, jawab and kareem is a level we'll never reach. But an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous human being. And in the month of Ramadan, he was even more generous. The narrations go that an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous person. And the month of Ramadan, he would become even more generous. One person, he came to an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who wasn't a believer. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam owed him some money. Or owed him something. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in a harsh manner, this person said, "Give me my money back." The Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah, give us permission. We're going to go take care of him right now." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No, come here. Go find." He owed him a camel or something along those lines. Go find the most expensive camel, and go give him something better. Give him something better than what I owe him. In another narration. A beautiful narration, a lengthy narration, which is narrated in Kanz al-Umman. There was a person by the name of Zayd. He was a rabbi. What happened was that one time some tribe came to an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, "Ya Rasulullah, our tribe, they just became Muslims. We just accepted Islam. But our tribe is suffering from a drought. Aqahat, inna li qahat. We're suffering from a drought. And I don't want them to think that we're suffering from this drought, we don't have money, we don't have food, it's because we just became Muslim. Can you give me some food or something that I can take back to give to them to show them that it's not because you became Muslim?" It just so happened Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was there. So he said, "Ya Ali, go ask my wives if we have anything to give." Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he goes to every single house of an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to all of his wives' homes. And all of them said, "We don't have anything illa al-aswadain. We don't have anything except some water and some dates. That's all we have, here." The Nabi of Allah, the greatest human being to ever set foot on this earth, asked all of his wives, and all of his wives said, "We have nothing to eat, but we only have water and dates. We have some water and some dates, just enough." So this person by the name of Zayd, who was a Jewish rabbi, he heard this conversation. And he said to the Messenger of Allah, "I'll let you borrow some dates, and I want you to give it back to me on so and so date." Prophet said, "Okay." The Prophet doesn't have something to give to them. What does he do? He goes and borrows something to give to someone else. It's one thing to borrow and keep it for yourself. It's another thing to borrow and give it to someone else and then take the responsibility of paying it back. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they continued this characteristic of an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? There was a companion who died in the battle of Uhud, and his son had to take care of all the qarz and all the debts that was on his father's shoulders. Why was his father had so much debt? Because people would come to him, they would say, "You're so trustworthy." There wasn't a bank system, so they would give him money, and he would tell him that, "Look, I don't want to hold this as amana." Amana would mean that I tried my best to protect it, and if I lose it, I don't owe it back to you. So I don't want it as amana, I want it as qarz, I want it as a loan. So it's a responsibility on my shoulders to pay you back. This is how the companion radiallahu anhu ma'in were. So the Prophet borrowed some dates from this Jewish rabbi to give it, or this rabbi to give it to this tribe, and said, "Okay, take it and go." A day or two before the due date, you know, you look at your credit card bills, you have 2 days left, okay, I'll pay it tomorrow. So a day or two before the due date, the rabbi came. And he grabbed the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of all the companions radiallahu ta'ala majma'in and said, "Oh Muhammad, give me my money back right now. Give me my dates back right now." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he got up, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, give me permission. I'll take care of this man right now. Ya Umar ala rislik." "Umar, sit down. Calm down. Umar, come here. I want you to take this Jewish rabbi. I want you to give him what we owe him, and I want you to give him extra because of you being rude to him." "But Ya Rasulullah, he was rude to you." "Doesn't matter. I want you to go give him extra because you were rude to him." Obviously, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, listen to the Prophet. So he goes, he gives the rabbi his dates back and he gives him extra. So the Jewish rabbi, he asks, "Ma hadhihi ziyada?" "What is this extra?" "The Prophet told me to give you some extra dates back because I yelled at you." "Ya Umar, ata'arifuni?" "Ya Umar, do you know who I am?" "La man anta, who are you?" "Ana Zayd." "Zayd, man, who's Zayd?" "Ana Zayd al-Habar." "I'm Zayd, the rabbi." "You're a rabbi. You follow your religion. You're supposed to be a respectful person. Why would you come to the Prophet and treat him in such a rude and a harsh manner?" He said, "Ya Umar, I looked at the Torah and I found all the sifat and the attributes and the characteristics in the final Prophet, and it's in Muhammad. But I was missing one or two. In this book, in the Torah, one of the signs was that I wanted to test the forbearance of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I wanted to see if I was harsh, would he react with anger? What was his reaction? I wanted to see that. Now I see his reaction. Ya Umar, ushiduka. Oh Umar, I make you a witness. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. Wa ushiduka anna shatara mali sadaqatun li ummati Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Umar, I make you a witness that I bear witness, that I testify that there is absolutely no one worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger and is the slave and he is the final messenger. And Umar, I make you a witness that half of my money is sadaqah for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." This is what generosity does. It changes people's lives. Why? People don't like to give no more. We live in an era where everyone is stingy and withholds and cares about themselves. When you're at the grocery store, you're at the restaurant, you're at the marketplaces, and you have an opportunity to say, "Keep the change," tell them to keep the change. Give them extra. Give them some tips. And when they ask you why, and you tell them, "Not because I want to, not because I'm a good person, not because I'm a generous person, no, but because my deen teaches me this. My deen teaches me to be generous. My deen teaches me to give extra. Take what we take, we give something back. When we stay at someone's house, before we leave, we clean the house better than it was when we got it." This is what Islam is. Islam gives extra if you borrow from others. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that generous that he would always give extra on his own. Otherwise, it's not like riba, he didn't have to give it back. He gave it on his own because this was the generosity of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the month of Ramadan. Take opportunities where you can be generous with your time, where you can be generous with stuff, with items. It doesn't always have to be money. Keep some candy in your pocket. You see some children, give it to them. You see an opportunity to donate, just put in your hands in your pocket and put something in the safety deposit. Make a habit of giving something on a daily basis. and teach your children to give. Give your children those $5, $10 and tell them to put it in the donation box. Teach, instill within your children the quality of giving with hopes that we also have this quality of al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of being generous. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people who live our lives in accordance to the teachings of the Quran and the sunnah of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakum Allahu khayran wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.